From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The celebrated banjo, arguably the best-known instrument associated with the historical profile of North American folk music, and most often aligned with mountain and country music from the Appalachian region and Maine to California, owes its existence to its African cousin, a multi-stringed instrument called the kora. In its earliest form, the banjo, a North American invention, was in the 18th and 19th century popularly associated with African American music makers. Legend has it that some enslaved Africans were allowed to keep some of their instruments, first fashioned in Africa during the Middle Passage en route to the Americas. From this came prototypes of the banjo, forged in the so-called New World. The banjo, however, owes its existence to its African cousin, a multi-stringed mandinka harp-like instrument called the kora. In various regions on the African continent, the kora, an impressive harp with a sizable featured skin head, calabash body, has a long wooden stick neck with varying numbers of strings from 21 to 24. The kora, the most developed string instrument hailing from Africa, remains chief among stringed instruments in Gambia, Guinea, Senegal, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. The construction of the instrument, as well as the music, are a unique genre in world music. The harp-like sound of the kora, when negotiated traditionally, emits a striking resemblance to the technical guitar playing aspects of flamenco and Delta blues. The Gambia River Valley is one of the leading centers for the creation and playing of the kora. However, chronicled details on the precise date and origins of the kora remain elusive, though it is traditionally associated with royalty, the ruling classes, noted sacred and religious practices dating back to at least the 1700s. Similar looking and sounding instruments to the kora exist all around the globe. They include Japan's shamisen, Persia's tar, and Morocco's sintir and djembri. And though each employs different playing techniques with different timbres and ranges, the player for each plucks or picks the strings with their fingers or a pick. And along with a host of other similar instruments around the world, the kora remains in modernity an essential tool in the expression of popular and sacred music. The kora has historically been used predominantly by male griots, meaning oral historians, storytellers, poets, and musicians, mainly to accompany narrations, recitations, and praise songs in honor of a patron. Today, the practice has changed, with a modest number of African women embracing, studying, and becoming virtuoso players and recording artists. Quite recently, the kora has taken up residence in some Celtic, jazz, blues, and classical ensembles who not only welcome, but showcase this unique African instrument. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org. Fatty Ole.